What is the female G-spot and how can it be stimulated? This is the interesting subject that we are going to present to you in the beginning of our podcast. The entire circulation and economy of the energy in the human body system is centered around the seven centers of force, also called chakras, that govern over all the forms of energy that enliven a human being. Discover what these chakras are and begin your yogic training by learning some simple exercises. The theme of today's meditation is the state of virility of the spiritual hero. This meditation exemplifies the courage, strength, and virility of the hero's journey on the spiritual path. To guide you through today's revelations are Tiger Lily and Valentino. Hello, and welcome to Tantra FM, the light that sets you free. I'm your host, Tiger Lily. The G-spot and other sensitive areas, part 1. You may have heard of a special place in the woman's vagina which drives her mad with pleasure when touched. This place is often called the G-spot, named thus after the doctor Ernest Graffenberg, who described it for the first time in 1950. Although not a new idea, the presumption about the existence of the G-spot is still controversial. Some women discovered it, others not. The current theory is that the G-spot is a collection of glands, channels, blood vessels and nerve endings surrounding the woman's urethra. Consequently, where is this place? The great majority of women who say they discovered this point locate it about 4 to 5 centimeters inside the vagina on the upper anterior vaginal wall, right behind the pubic bone. Nonetheless, there are some women who discovered that their G-spot is more in the back of their vagina. When a woman is not excited, the G-spot is more difficult to discover, but you can feel a prominent portion of tissue. When it is stimulated, it can grow up to the size of a coin or even more, extending on the vaginal wall. Some specialists suggest that the best way to discover it is right after the orgasm, when the G-spot is stable and dilated. They recommend that you hit it gently with the frequency of once a second and experiment with both light and deep penetration. Another suitable moment for the stimulation of the G-spot is when your lover is close to the orgasm. It is more likely that she will enjoy these light strokes if she is already aroused. Try to touch her clitoris with your tongue while you stimulate her G-spot with the finger, and you will see how much pleasure you will cause your lover. You should know that some women feel a slight discomfort or sensation like urinating when their G-spot is touched for the first time, so you should talk your exploration plans with your lover and let her know that if this reaction appears, there is no problem. It may take about a minute until the discomfort is replaced by pleasant sensations. If this feeling of discomfort or fear of urination persists, you may suggest that she finds it herself. She will discover it easier if she sits, or if she fears that she will urinate. Suggest that she goes to the bathroom before making love, so that she will be certain that her bladder is empty. Lovemaking in the missionary position does not touch the G-spot. It is a lot easier to stimulate this point when your penis is in your lover, when she is lying on her stomach, and you penetrate her from the back. Or, if she is on top and she can adjust the stimulation as she likes it. Also, the shallow penetrations are better for stimulation of the G-spot. In order to find more about the stimulation of this point with the fingers, read the article Lovemaking and the G-spot. The G-spot and other sensitive areas, part 2. If you look at your lover's vagina and superimpose the 12-hour clock onto the clitoris, then you can find the G-spot usually somewhere in between the hours 11 and 13. Some women say that their most sensitive areas are the areas between 4 or 8 of the clock, at about half distance of the posterior vaginal walls. There are in these areas nervous endings that could explain the sensitivity of these areas. If you already tried light penetrations in various directions, you might have discovered that your lover has erogenous areas known only to herself. Keep in mind that the role of this exploration is only to please your lover and not an attempt to find special places or buttons that trigger her arousal. Make the stimulation of the G-spot a part of the variety of pleasures you are willing to offer her. The anus. For some women, the anus is an erogenous area, and for others, it is a completely insensitive area. You need to ask her and see how she feels. If you are both interested in the anal part of lovemaking, then it is best if you start gently and sensitively to make sure you have enough lubricant. If you feel her anus contracting while you stimulate it, then you need to be less intense in your stimulation. If necessary, you can use a natural oil such as virgin olive oil or sunflower oil, or some non-irritating cream as a lubricant. The breasts. Compared to the rest of the feminine anatomy, the breasts are relatively simple in terms of structure. The nipples rest on the darkest circles of the areola, and they become erect when stimulated. Men usually turn over to the breasts as buttons of excitation. Nonetheless, although many women like the immediate stimulation of their nipples, most women prefer a light and gentle stimulation in the beginning. Generally, try a circular massage of the breasts in order to increase her arousal and anticipation before touching her nipples. Keep in mind that few women experiment a lot of pleasant sensations when their breasts and nipples are touched, so do not get disappointed. Bring your fingers together and gently press before touching the nipples, as this will increase the quantity of energy in the area and it will stimulate it. When you touch her nipples, perceive the magnetic current flowing between your fingers and her nipples. Touching the nipples with the tongue can be very effective, as the tongue circulates an enhanced quantity of energy. Sometimes, just as in the case of men, the nervous paths of the nipples require an activation that can be achieved by means of gradual light stimulation. Nonetheless, your lover needs to approve of this slow, gradual opening.
This is Tantra FM, the light that sets you free. I am your host, Valentino. Yoga exercises for Tantra training. The entire circulation and allocation of energy in the human body or system is centered on seven centers of force, also called chakras, which govern all the forms of energy that enliven a human being. They are the regulators and coordinators of the flow of various energies, at the same time acting as genuine antennas for the energy exchange between man and the universe, or between different human beings. The seven chakras are placed outside the body and therefore may be perceived only through clairvoyance, or partly by certain sophisticated high-tech devices. The seven chakras are in order. Number 1. Mooladhara Chakra. At the lowest tip of the spine, in the area of the perineum, connected with the lowest and most dense or heavy, gross, slow vibrating forms of energy, symbolically called the earth energy, related with the vitality of the being, the energy battery of the human radio set, so to speak. Here are the premises of the mysterious energy Kundalini, which is the potential source of cosmic fusion. Number 2. Svadhisthana Chakra. 3 fingers width above the root of the penis for men and clitoris for women. Connected with the water and moon energies, instincts and their accompanying emotions. Related to the mass consciousness. Number 3. Manipura Chakra. At the level of the navel, connected with fire, solar energies, dynamic personalities, ambition, ego, expansion, and willpower. Number 4. Anahata Chakra. In the middle of the chest, corresponding to the air energies, and to loving and aesthetic feelings. Number 5. Vishuddha Chakra. In the area of the neck, connected with the energy of ether, or Akasha Tattva, and with intellectual intuition and purity. Number 6. Ajna Chakra. Located in the middle of the forehead, also called the third eye, connected with the macrocosmic mental energies and the extraordinary capacities of the mind, such as telepathy, clairvoyance, hypnosis, etc. Number 7. Shahajara Chakra. Located on the top of the head, this chakra allows the opening towards the Supreme Absolute, granting wisdom and enlightenment. Warm-up exercises. It is very important to perform these exercises in the beginning, every time you attempt to perform any yogic techniques that are necessary for your tantric training. This will guard you from any unexpected and undesirable accidents. Number 1. The initial awareness. First, let your consciousness take hold of your being. Shift from the street consciousness into a calm mood, removing for this training period all unnecessary, secondary, evil, or obsessive thoughts. Replace them instead with aspiration, a positive mood, and searching for beneficial, superior, and universally valid accomplishments. 2. Exercise 1. Roll the head very slowly and fully, both ways, with your eyes closed and attention focused in the area of the throat chakra. Afterwards, take note of the states you felt, the activation of this center of force, and your mind becoming more dynamic. 3. Exercise 2. Perform 5 hasty double movements of the head. 2 turns to the left, 2 turns to the right, 2 half left diagonal turns, 2 half right diagonal turns, and 2 movements backwards. Keep your attention focused upon the movements, and afterwards try to feel the fine vibrations in the area of the nape, arousing from the latent potential of the mind, as well as the very fine vibrations at the top of the head, arousing from Shahajara, the crown chakra, coupled with mental lucidity. Number 4. Exercise 3. Move the head laterally to the sides as amply as possible, keeping your attention focused on the middle of the forehead. Afterwards, take note of the fine vibrations in this area. The arousing of the mental command center known as Ajna Chakra, increased mental insight and power, as well as the free circulation of energy through the neck. Also, try to notice the unity between the mind and the rest of your being. Number 5. Exercise 4. Flex the spine laterally by moving one shoulder upwards and the other one downwards. Keep the head and pelvis steady. Focus your attention upon the movement at all times. Afterwards, take note of vibrating points along the spine, a deep internal massage, and the healing of any sore zones, by focusing your energy upon them. Number 6, Exercise 5. Stand with your feet apart at an angle and with your hands supported firmly on your thighs, as close as possible to the pelvis. The arms should be perfectly stretched. Exhale through the mouth, inhale through the nose, and remain so with your lungs filled up, concentrating upon the stream of cosmic energy now running downwards through your spine, all the way to the root chakra. Exhale through the mouth and relax. Repeat the entire process. Afterwards, note the elasticity of the spine, the expansion of the rib cage, and the revitalization of the entire body radiating from the spine. Number 7, Exercise 6. Massage the spot under the breastbone with thumbs of each hand, in turn, as deeply as possible. Clockwise with the right thumb and counterclockwise with the left one. Concentrate on the massage point, and afterwards note the relaxation, energizing, and purification of the abdominal area, as well as the expulsion of some toxic energy at the level of the massage point. Final exercise, the relaxation. It is equally important to perform the relaxation every time you end your session of Tantra training. This will guard you from possible disturbances or accidents. Lie flat on your back with arms and legs slightly apart and palms upwards. Allow your body to become soft and heavy. Relax all your muscular groups. Note a feeling of abandoning the physical structure to the ground. Next, begin a gradual, step-by-step relaxation of each part of the body, from toe to head, in the following order. Left leg, right leg, left arm, buttocks, pelvis and perineum, belly, back, chest and shoulders, neck and nape, face, including chin, lips, tongue, jaw, cheeks, eyelids, eyeballs, eyebrows, and forehead. Note the state of mental freedom, floating, loss of body perception, expansion of the consciousness, harmony with the macrocosmos. Conclude with a grateful thought towards Shiva, the great guru of the tantric yogis, and come back slowly into your normal condition, noticing the harmonious distribution of the energies acquired. Harmony, calmness, self-confidence, and vitality.
Hello, and welcome to Tantra FM, a step into bliss. I'm your host, Tiger Lily. Let us perform a meditation with the following theme, Virility of the Spiritual Hero. In order to help our concentration, and to create a better resonance with the aspect we are meditating upon, we shall use a musical support. Sit down on a chair with your spine straight or assume a meditation pose, such as Sukhasana, Vajrasana, or Padmasana. For those of you who are still unfamiliar with these positions, you can learn about them on www.shivashakti.com. Make sure your spine, neck, and head are straight and in a vertical position. Relax your entire body. Empty your mind and acquire a strong inner focus. Do not allow anything to disturb your concentration at this point. Start breathing deeply and rhythmically. With each inhalation, imagine that you are bringing peace and harmony into your being. Also, with each exhalation, imagine that you are eliminating all tension, stress, and anything else that might disturb your meditation. Now we are ready to begin. It is time to focus our mind and meditate upon the state of virility of the spiritual hero. Let us begin.
We'll be right back.
Joining us on Tantra FM. Until next time, have a great day.